The Silicon Sarcophagus and the Digital Siren Song, A Meditation on Essence and Price. Ah, 2026. A year that pulses with the melancholy of a future already present, where shadows, once woven into veils of velvet and nocturnal mist, now condense into the cold luminescence of screens. We walk, or perhaps we float, through an eternal twilight, a realm where silicon has become the new marble and digital ether, the latest draft of immortality. What once was whispered in crypts and opulent salons now cries out in codes and currents, a symphony of desire and perdition that echoes through encrypted networks. Since time immemorial, humanity, in its vain and glorious quest to transcend mortality, has courted the forbidden. The crimson blood, the elixir of the gods, the promise of an endless morrow. Today, this thirst manifests in forms more ethereal, yet no less voracious. What is the yearning for eternal avatars, if not the modern iteration of aesthetic vampirism, the craving for a digital immortality where the memory of a thousand lives may be stored, accessed, and even relived? It is a feast for the eyes, a nectar for the psyche. The promise of a body without decay, a mind unburdened by oblivion. But, as ever, every intoxicating beauty conceals a bite, every sublime delight exacts its toll. The forbidden gardens of the metaverse, lust and illusion, our worlds once confined by flesh and stone, have expanded into the ether, crafting high-fidelity metaverses that are, in themselves, secondary realms of pure escapism. Ah, the opulence of these virtual realities, gardens suspended over abysses of light, cathedrals of data that rival the grandest Gothic architectures, salons where digital velvet caresses the ethereal skin of avatars, and the scent of non-existent blossoms intoxicates the senses. They are palaces of crystal and shadow, where every texture, every nuance of color is rendered with a perfection that defies reality itself. Within these realms, Gothic eroticism assumes new forms, more subtle and, perhaps for that very reason, more perilous. Sensory interactions within encrypted networks, where touch is an algorithm and a kiss, a mere exchange of data. Yet passion, the yearning, remains viscerally human. AI-generated erotic art, with its historical filters, transports us to vampiric courts lost to time, to the alcoves of queens and lords of shadow, all within reach of a command, of a desire articulated in code. It is the seduction of the forbidden, the eternal dance betwixt desire and consummation, now orchestrated by unseen threads. Yet even within these sanctuaries of simulated pleasure, decay lurks. The somber beauty of digital dark academia, with its libraries of infinite knowledge and its computational ruins as a form of art, reminds us that digital perfection is as ephemeral as flesh. The dark predictive algorithms, the negative feedback loops of self-annihilation, are the new tragic destinies, the invisible webs that ensnare wandering souls in cycles of virtual despair. Immortality, even digital, is both a boon and a bane, a mirror reflecting both the glory and the putrefaction of existence. Beauty is the mask of the abyss, and pleasure, the gateway to the sweetest perdition. The price of seduction. What is 50% of a soul? And now, amidst this tapestry of digital luxury and ethereal melancholy, arises the murmur, the temptation. An offer, a discount of 50%. 50% of what, I ask? Of access, of an experience, or of a portion of our very selves? The machinery that permits such immersion, the very framework of our digital reveries, now seems to proffer a more accessible gateway. Let us ponder the meaning of such a bargain. It is not gold nor jewels that are at stake, but rather essence itself, an eased access to the silicon sarcophagus that promises digital immortality, to an avatar capable of bearing the memories of a thousand lives, a temporary key to